Brittany Griner will be back on U.S. soil within 24 hours. That's according to President Biden. The WNBA star's release from Russian detention was announced this morning. Sherelle Griner, Brittany's wife, joined President Biden and Vice President Harris at the White House. Here's part of what she said.
Today, I'm just standing here overwhelmed with emotions, but the most important emotion that I have right now is just sincere gratitude for President Biden and his entire administration.
Russian authorities detained Griner in February, accusing her of having a small amount of cannabis oil in her luggage. The U.S. said Griner was wrongfully detained. Missy Ryan is covering the story for The Washington Post. Hi, Missy.
Thank you.
So Brittany Griner spent nearly a full year in Russian custody. What do we know about the negotiations to bring her home? Who was at the table? Any specifics of the swap?
Well, it's really a bittersweet moment for the Biden administration. Obviously, there's jubilation, not just for Griner's family, but really the U.S. professional athlete community that had been lobbying behind the scenes for the entire duration of Brittany Griner's detention. But there's also, a difficult dimension of the situation, which is that the other prisoner that U.S. officials really had hoped to secure the release of in months of secretive negotiations remains in Russian custody, and that's Paul Whelan. He's a former Marine who was given a long sentence on espionage charges, and he is at a labor camp in Russia still.
Yeah. Do we know who was at the table? What countries were helping to facilitate these negotiations for this swap?
Yeah, well, I think it was mostly the United States and Russia. While, you know, obviously it's this incredibly tense moment between the United States and Russia because of the war in Ukraine. There's been speculation about the use of nuclear weapons. Other sort of unrelated diplomatic initiatives have ground to a halt. The United States has maintained a channel about these prisoners, and that has been going on since, before Griner's arrest because of other Americans that are held there. And in July, we heard that the United States, the Biden administration, had made a proposal to get both Whelan and Griner released, and they were sort of haggling behind the scenes for months. We don't know exactly who was the leader of this initiative. It did involve the State Department. There's a special envoy for hostage affairs, a person named Roger Carstens. Obviously, the White House was closely involved. And at the end of the day, it was Biden who authorized the commutation of the sentence for the Russian arms dealer who was traded for Griner.
And this arms dealer, Victor Boot, I've read he's been referred to as the Bill Gates of arms trafficking, linked to sales to Al-Qaeda, Marxist insurgents in Colombia, autocrats like Muammar Gaddafi in Libya and Charles Taylor in Liberia. Why was he so important for Russia to bring home?
Well, he was originally started as a Russian military translator. He made his fortune by basically becoming sort of like a FedEx for weapons in, as you say, in different places, including Africa and Afghanistan, and in many cases sold arms to both sides of conflicts. And he also had, coming from the Russian military, he had deep contacts in the Russian state, and he's someone whose release the Kremlin had really sought for a long time. And so, it's seen as a victory, and the criticism that Biden is already coming under is that fact, which is that, Brittany Griner arrested for having less than a gram of cannabis oil in a vape cartridge. And Victor Boot, who, has this, long list of crimes.
Yeah, I mean, I can imagine the criticism. This being the price to bring Brittany Griner home, has the White House responded to this criticism?
Yeah, they have. We heard from senior officials this morning, right after the swap was announced. And basically, they said, we acknowledge that this was not a balanced trade, but they also said they felt like they had a moral responsibility to secure Griner's release, that they felt like, this was something they were willing to take on, despite the potential political cost and then the obvious, distaste that they all felt in freeing Greiner. But I do think it's important to mention that, you know, even internally, you know, there will likely be criticism coming from the law enforcement community about this, in addition to, you know, potential criticism from Congress after the fact.
Okay. And just 20 seconds, is this suggest a new channel for communication between the U.S. and Russia?
I think they're going to, White House officials have already said they're not starting from zero on Paul Whelan, so they're continuing to talk about his fate and the fate of other detained Americans.
Yeah. Okay, Missy Ryan is covering the story for The Washington Post. Missy, thank you.
Thank you.